And a very happy Monday morning, everybody. Monday, December 5th, 2022. It's the Best at Sea Cruise and Travel News Update podcast brought to you by The Snoot Factory. www.thesnootfactory.com, your home for Maine, USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake on board the beautiful Oceana Serena. And before I go any further, let me plug in this disclaimer. I am on board the Oceana Serena, but Oceana Cruise Lines does not endorse this program and they do not sponsor this program. They probably should because I say a lot of nice things about their cruise line, but I thought I would put that in there because I go off the rails sometimes when I'm talking about the things going on in the industry. That's my job. This is what this podcast is about. I get up every morning and I go through all of the trades and I look for the stories that I think would interest you. I then tell you that story and then I throw in my 2 cents. In fact, we should probably change the name of this podcast to 2 cents with Tom Drake, or maybe Tom Drake Drek. I'm not sure. In any case, I want to be very clear that they don't endorse it or sponsor it because they don't even know I'm doing it. In fact, when they find out I'm doing it, they'll probably say, don't ever mention our name again, which would be a smart thing to do. But it's a great cruise line, great food, great service, great itinerary. Very important to know they are not endorsing anything that I do on this podcast, and that's that. All right, before I get into the podcast or what happened on this day, I'll congratulate myself. About 4 a.m. this morning, I received an email from podbean.com. That's the platform that this podcast goes up on, and they congratulated me on achieving 1,000 downloads last week. Now, I've only been doing this 5 days, and 1,000 downloads the first week is pretty darn good considering I don't have a promotion or marketing program. It's not on Apple or Google Podcasts. It's only on my own website and Podbean, and then I put it up on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter. So congratulations to everybody that listened, not me. I didn't. All I did was run my mouth 5 times a day, 5 times in the week. So we got to 1,000 downloads. I really appreciate it. It's very easy now to find it and listen to this podcast. It's right up on bestatsearadio.com. That's my website, bestatsearadio.com. You can go on there, hit the subscribe button, put in your email address, your name, and once a day you'll get a link. When the podcast is done, you get a link and you can click on it and you can listen to it, or you can download it right from the website and save it and listen to it later when you have absolutely nothing left to do. You're bored out of your mind. All right, I'll listen to Drake and see what he's running his mouth about today. So thanks everybody for all of the shares and the likes and the subscribes. I appreciate it. Let's get to what happened on this day. We do that before the actual update because I slept during school and I don't remember anything. So this is the way I can, at my age, start to learn a little bit about history. On this day, in 1933, the 21st Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified. So what? What the hell does that mean? That was the amendment that repealed prohibition. For 13 years, the United States wasn't allowed to legally have alcohol. What a dumb idea that was. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the amendment to the Constitution, and prohibition was repealed, and booze was back. And I'm not, by the way, promoting alcohol. I would never do that in case young people listen to this. Don't start. I wish I hadn't sometimes. I tried to quit. My buddy Jimmy and I went into one of those 12-step programs together, but we took 6 steps each. It doesn't work that way. Didn't know you had to do all 12. So anyway, it's the birthday of the repeal of prohibition, so have yourself a cocktail. Why not? Also, a quick happy birthday. Why not? I live in Kissimmee, Florida. Guess what surrounds us? Disney World. And happy birthday to Walt Disney. He's been dead for a while. He was born on this day in 1901 in Chicago, Illinois. And you know, he gets all the credit for everything Disney World and Disneyland. But hey, how about Roy? Roy Disney, his brother. He's the guy that figured out you could charge $14 for a turkey leg and $32 for a meal. I looked it up. Right now, a turkey leg in Disney World in Orlando is $14.49 plus tax. But you do get to keep the bone after they give you the bone. But all right, let's move on. All right, let's get to what happened in today in the industry. And I don't know whether to cover the story. You know, I mentioned the other day about media bias. If it's negative to the cruise industry, maybe some trades don't actually cover the story. Well, Cruise Industry News did not cover the story. Seatrade.com did, as well as Travel Weekly. But it's not a good story. A couple days ago, in outside of Argentina, Ushuaia, I get it right, relax. Argentina, near Antarctica, the Viking Polaris, the brand new expedition ship from Viking. It's 375 guests, a beautiful ship, 20,000 tons, just a gorgeous expedition ship. And they were hit by a rogue wave. If you're not familiar with rogue waves, they are common just you don't hear a lot of, about, because he's usually freighters and tankers, and they're big ships, and a wave like comes out of nowhere. You cannot see it. It's not on radar, and if it's at night, you don't know what's going to happen, and it's sometimes two or three or four times the size of the regular wave. They just kind of all get together and have a meeting, like the waves are on strike, and the wave hit the Polaris broadside, and lower cabins, the windows were smashed, and unfortunately a lady lost her life, 62-year-old woman, from the damages. Four other people were injured, but not severely. The ship received a limited amount of damage, but they are canceling the next cruise. But I figured I better put it in, because you know this is, it's something that does happen in the cruise industry. There are big waves out there, big rogue waves. I read just this morning that they are less common, but they're bigger than they've ever been, if that makes sense. There used to be a lot of small ones. Now every once in a while it's just one big one. So, but that can happen anywhere in the world. That's not really reflective of Antarctica. But I will continue down there where people like to freeze their butt off. You know, when Crystal Cruises collapsed, my good friend, he has no idea who I am, Lim Kok Tay, he was the chairman of Genting Hong Kong, and he managed to ruin three cruise lines. And Crystal Cruises, when they went belly up, they really only had one ship that was worth anything. It was called the Crystal Endeavor. It was a brand new polar expedition ship that was built in 2019, and it was built for $195 million at the time in Germany, and it was sold. It was sold at auction to Royal Caribbean. They own Silver Sea. It was sold to Silver Sea for $275 million. So the trustee for the bankruptcy actually made some pretty good bucks there for the creditors. So they bought it for $275 million. They haven't changed it much. They're going to change it in dry dock, as I read. But it does do those polar expedition things in Antarctica. And I guess the really rich people, they don't necessarily want to go through the Drake Passage. If you don't know, to go around Cape Horn, you can go through the Drake Passage. It's some of the most treacherous water in the world. I've done it a half a dozen times. I've been very lucky. For most of the time we went through it, it was pretty calm. But it can be incredibly scary. No other way to describe it. In fact, I've been on a ship through there when it wasn't rough, and the guests were like, "This, we thought it was going to be rough." I'm like, "Shut up. You don't want it. I've been through it when it's rough." Anyway, they've come up with something called the Antarctica Bridge. For the rich people who don't want to go through the Drake Passage now, they will fly you to an island on the other side, and you can get on the ship on the other side. Partly because you don't want to take a chance going through the Drake Passage. The other part is you don't want to take the time to go through there. You're very busy, and you're very rich, and you have companies to run. But here's how it happens. If you decide you don't want to go through the Drake Passage, you fly from Santiago, Chile to Punta Arenas, Chile, and then you fly on a business class jet. It's an 80-seater, but they're only going to have 64 guests. That way you can bring more luggage, because if you're on Silver Sea, you want to be well-dressed when that rogue wave whacks the side of your ship. So it's 64 people, and they fly. They pay a lot of money, and then they fly to an island on the other side of the Drake Passage. Okay, that's great, except this island only has a gravel runway, and it can only be used if you can fly not VFR, what's the word I want? Non-instrument rate. You have to be able to visually land it. There's no, computer stuff. The pilot has to be able to see the runway with this two-engine jet, so you can get in a Zodiac. Man, you must have a lot of money and no brains. See, that's what I mean about off the rails. Look, people want to do it, good for you. Now, one thing about the Endeavor now, the Silver Sea Endeavor, it does have the Starlink satellite network for Wi-Fi connectivity, and they said the reception is solid even out there in the Antarctic. You can still contact your family and go, "We're sinking." I'm kidding, it's a joke. Anyway, let's move on to the next story. You're losing your mind already this morning. In the last three cruises, I've had dinner with guests, and you know what? The conversation was about Japan. Everybody talking about they haven't been to Japan. Now, this is a cruise line, Oceania, with world travelers, then some, and they haven't been. That's still on their bucket list, and so Oceania's going to be going there next year as part of the world cruise. I'm not sure about other ships, but Princess announced they're returning to Japan starting March 15th with the Diamond Princess. And that wasn't really that interesting to me until I read the story and realized that the Diamond Princess, first of all, the ship was built in Japan, and then it was refitted later to really be about Japanese cruising, because it has the largest open-air Japanese bath at sea. I don't know if you wear the things like a sumo wrestler and waddle around or whatever, but it's 8,800 square foot. It's 8,800 square foot bath and garden complex, and it offers indoor and outdoor Japanese bathing experiences, including steam rooms and saunas and hot tubs, and vistas and the ocean and whatever. So, but anyway, they're doing a lot of really good stops around Japan. There, it's kind of like the Norwegian that Norwegian ship that goes around Hawaii. This is the same thing, doing the same thing around Japan, and they start up again March 15th, and you can go to temples and castles, and you can dress up like a Buddha and have yourself a good time. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned in my video update before I canceled it that Frank Del Rio, who's the big boss at NCL, had decided to pay commissions on non-commissionable fares, airline gratuity packages, drink packages, never been done in the industry. This is a follow-the-leader business. There's not a lot of creative thinking here. So American Queen Voyages has announced, and this is only for travel planners, travel agents, they've announced now that they will pay commission on things like port charges, taxes, service fees, and onboard gratuities. And the reason is simple. You spend millions of dollars on TV and print and radio to get people to come up your ship, up the gangway. But you know what? If you give the travel agent a few more bucks, what are they going to peddle? They're going to peddle your product. Why not? Plus, I think American Queen Voyages sounds like a heck of a product. So if you're a travel agent, travel planner, check that out. You can make a few more bucks if you're booking American Queen Voyages. And finally, I mentioned this a week or two ago. There's a new airline starting up out of Belfast, Ireland, called Fly Atlantic. And at the time, I kind of asked the question, why are you putting out press releases with that information? Because they sent out a press release saying they're going to have the new line out of Belfast. They didn't say what kind of aircraft they were going to use. They didn't what kind of fares they were going to charge. And they still continue to put out very little. But there's an interesting article in Travel Weekly today about Andrew Pine. He's the boss at Fly Atlantic. And the fact that he chose Belfast over Reykjavik. I guess Reykjavik was in the running to be the hub. And he chose Belfast, basically, he said, because the opportunities in Belfast are greater. Well, everybody in the industry thinks he's wrong, that Reykjavik would be better because it's a sexy kind of a place to go, Reykjavik, as opposed to Belfast, with all due respect to my Irish cousins, because I'm originally from Northern Ireland. Anyway, they beat him up pretty good in this article, but I believe in Belfast. I think we have the labor force to do it correctly in Belfast. They're going to fly A320s. Those are single aisle jets flying in transatlantic. I went off the rails on this once before. You don't want to cross the Atlantic in a single aisle jet. You don't. You need 777s and A350s and A380s in the old days of 747. Anyway, Pine said basically we're sticking with Belfast because of many factors, including the beer's better. Okay, I made the last part up, so got to put a joke in there somewhere. So far, it's been pretty boring. All right, that's today's update. Oh, no, wait a minute. Stop the presses. Since I started this podcast talking about Oceania Cruises, I should announce. I saw this morning, and this is great for the guests, not great for me, because I usually stay on board for an extended period of time. They've announced a new Grand Voyage for the fall of 2023. It's a 33-day voyage with 28 ports. I love that. Only 5 sea days out of 33. 28 ports. It's a Mediterranean deal. 33 days, and it's going to sail to some spectacular ports of call from Barcelona to Split, Croatia. If you've never been to the Adriatic, to Split and to Dubrovnik, Montenegro, it's a spectacular part of the world. It's doing the Greek Isles, doing all of it. It's a new 33-day grand voyage on board the Marina. So if you're Oceania people, that just came out like in the last 4 hours or 5 hours. That's a pretty good run. 33 days, 28 ports. That's my kind of cruise. Trouble is, I would have to do all kinds of shows to the same group of people, but that's why they pay me the big bucks. All right, that's today's Monday update, brought to you by The Snoot Factory, www.thesnootfactory.com. I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be in St. George's, Grenada, and I'll talk to you then. Have a great day.